What in your background and experience do you think would help you if you were elected to the school board?
So my life's work is education. I'm going on 15 years as an educator. I actually got my start in Columbia Public Schools as a teacher. I taught for 9 years in social studies and English classrooms at the secondary level. So I've just always been a teacher. I've always understood the classroom. Since then, I moved on and started working in international education, building programs, and I now run a grant. So I've had a couple different facets of experience in educational systems and have always kind of been driven by my greatest value, which is what's best for kids, what's best for students. So I think that my professional expertise, as well as my specific experience as a teacher in Columbia Public Schools, is the greatest experience I can offer. I'm also a mom of 3 kids who are enrolled in CPS. I just enrolled my youngest in kindergarten starting for the fall. And I've also always been a leader. So I've always kind of leaned into spaces where I could lead. When I was at CPS, I ended my career as the Language Arts Department Chair. I'm currently running the grant that my organization is funding with the federal government. And so I think that both that teaching experience and my capacity as a leader, and then also just as a mom and advocate, really puts me in the space to be able to bring a critical perspective to the board.
What would you say are kind of the most important issues that the school district is facing right now?
So we have to talk about the unique, acute moment we are in with this pandemic and the year we've all just had. We're coming out of hopefully one of the most challenging kind of collective years we've had in recent history. And our school district has to take space to recover from that. And our community has to find a way back toward each other. I think that we've had a really divisive experience both locally and across our country in the last year. And we have to, again, remember that especially in our educational system, we're all here for the same reason. We might be getting there in different ways or have different thoughts about how to serve our students best, but we all want what's best for our students. So being able to work through that recovery together will be really important. And also issues around making sure that all of our students have access is really important to me. So looking at our historically underrepresented populations, students with disabilities, students of color, students that are low income, and thinking through in this moment, we have an opportunity to think creatively about how we move forward, and let's do so in a way that really centers those experiences and brings those voices to the forefront and lean into hearing from students all across the spectrum to help us understand how they need to be empowered, what they need to move forward, what they need in order to recover from such an unprecedented year.
You said to make sure they have access. Do you mean like access to resources?
I really mean access to learning. So I think that public education is a basic human right, and it's a place where we give students an opportunity to experience a wide variety of stories and curricula and opportunities through outreach, through clubs and organizations and just diverse classes. And so what I mean is access to being able to show up in a classroom fully as they are, being seen for who they are, and being given the opportunity to learn from that place. And sometimes students come in with different needs and different challenges, and our amazing teachers find ways to differentiate to meet those needs, and we need to continue to empower our schools and our classrooms to help teachers be able to support all kinds of students.
What made you decide to run for the Board of Education?
You know, for me, I have thought about doing this for the last couple of years, and the reckoning in the last year, as well as the fact that my work has taken me outside of Columbia. I work in across Missouri and Kansas in rural schools, but I don't have work directly in Columbia, Missouri anymore. And my experience as a mom with children who are going through the system, kind of they all converged this year to really help me determine that the next right step for me feels like serving our community, serving on the school board in this way. Just feels really natural for me in my career and with what I feel passionate about, which is education, and wanting to invest in our local community, it felt like the right next step.
What would you say is one thing that makes you different from the other candidates running for this position?
If I'm elected to the school board, I will be the only person sitting on the board, and I am the only person among the candidates with teaching experience in Columbia Public Schools. And this perspective is critical to have in conversations at the board level because I understand what it's like to be in a teacher at West Junior High or Rockbridge High School or Gentry Middle School, seeing our children and our students and what they come in with and what they need. And I can speak that to the board level to make sure that our policies and our practices and our mission and our vision really meet the needs of and understands the impact around our students.
If there's one thing that you want voters to know about you, the most important thing, what would that be?
I would say I am a person who really wants to lean into understanding other people's stories, participate in perspective taking, and bring all voices to the table. So I'm a leader that I think is able to bridge gaps, is able to sit in tension and have conversation and come to consensus with a group of people when we're not all on the same page. So I think that that's what we need right now in our community, and I think that's what we need right now on our board.